Hundreds used to live year-round in this community. As you drive down the town's main road, you quickly see that few have been able to move back. But that doesn't stop dozens of residents now living outside this tight-knit community from stopping by the local fire station for the latest news.
We definitely need roads and bridges and access to our homes.
Joan Van Horn sits behind a laptop in the corner of the room. She and others are working to raise money for the ongoing flood repairs. Glen Haven is an unincorporated town within Larimer County. Most of the homes here are on private roads, which means they aren't eligible for federal aid or county assistance.
There's no phone service, no cell reception, no internet. I'd be a mile from the next person by myself. And some days I'd have to walk out, probably, or get an ATV.
This looks remarkably good compared to what it did a month ago.
To see the devastation up close, I jump aboard an 8-wheel all-terrain vehicle with longtime resident Steve Childs. He lived through the 1976 Big Thompson flood.
But here's where you really start to see the damage on Fox Street. Some trees down, some brush, some disturbed stuff.
The typically small Fox Creek became a raging river during September's flooding. As it charted a new course, it stripped away the foundations from some homes while completely destroying others. At least one demolished car is still upended in the stream bed.
Certainly, from what you're seeing here, you can't expect these private property owners to come up with the money that it's going to take to repair this. I think if this were in Beverly Hills, you'd be hard-pressed to come up with enough money to fix something of this degree.
And this issue isn't unique to Glen Haven. About 21 miles of private roads were damaged throughout Larimer County. Repairs could cost up to $5 million. And as of now, the Federal Emergency Management Agency has said no to rebuilding aid.
If FEMA, the federal government's not going to come help us, and if the county, because of mandate, can't come help us, well, what are 200 or 300 or 400 people supposed to do? Are we all just supposed to abandon our properties and move out because the road's private? Well, I don't think that's reasonable either.
Larimer County commissioners are appealing the FEMA ruling, and they've also applied for community block grant dollars that could be used to help fix some of the private roads. Back at the fire station, the self-sufficiency and determination of displaced residents is on full display. Outside, a large white banner reads, Glen Haven, Hillbilly Tough. Inside, there are fundraising t-shirts and bumper stickers with the message, Glen Haven Strong.
Before the flood, we were, a strong community, where we were a caring community. We were not a together community.
Tony Fink says the quiet atmosphere and small-town feel brought him to Glen Haven 7 years ago. It's also what keeps him coming back to the fire station, even though he still can't live in his home.
Now, we're a much more caring community. And we're all on the same page. We're all in this together.
But along with the enthusiasm comes the criticism. Steve Childs, who owns the Glen Haven General Store that was also damaged by the flood, says he's often asked, why rebuild at all?
You know, why do they rebuild every year after the annual hurricane in Florida? Or right now in California where they're having wildfires every single year. Those people rebuild. Why? It's where you choose to live. It's where you've invested your future. It's where you've spent your money and your time and your blood, sweat, and tears.
Child says Glen Haven is his home, and it is for many others, too. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.